From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. vows to ramp up military pressure on the Islamic State. The United States says it's increasing its attacks against Islamic State targets in Syria and Iraq. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter telling U.S. lawmakers Tuesday there could be more raids like the one last week, in which U.S. troops advised Kurdish forces on the rescue of dozens of hostages in Iraq. And he promised more airstrikes.
From the skies above, we expect to intensify our air campaign, including with additional U.S. and coalition aircraft, to target ISIL with a higher and heavier rate of strikes. This will include more strikes against ISIL high-value targets as our intelligence improves. Also, its oil enterprise, which is a critical pillar of ISIL's financial infrastructure.
President Obama has so far ruled out the use of U.S. ground troops, but Senator John McCain says vigorous military engagement provides leverage in diplomacy.
There can be no diplomatic solution without leverage, and there is a clear military dimension to this problem.
He described the Obama administration policy against the IS group as harmful to U.S. interests and immoral. Defense Chief Carter vowed to deliver a lasting blow to IS insurgents. The chairman of Tanzania's main opposition party Tuesday said he doesn't recognize the results of Sunday's election because of what he called widespread rigging. Freedom Mbo is chairman of the Chadema Party.
We've been following with keen interest the tallying and adding up of the votes that is being conducted by the National Electoral Commission. And we as Chadema, our candidate and our partners in the UKAWA coalition, are concerned that the figures that are being given out by the National Electoral Commission are not the figures that have been collected by our polling agents for the country.
He calls the results being announced deeply flawed with the use of fake ballot papers and ballot boxes and an excessive use of force. This is VOA News.